We wanted to share with you some information regarding a trip we took from the 23rd to the 31st of October. It was a retention visit to NTN corporate headquarters in Japan. This is the first time that the city of Macomb and Madeco have undertaken a trip like this to our friends from NTN in the history that NTN's been here since 1985. I figured it was long past due, and with the announcement and the expansion of the NTN facility here in Macomb, we thought this was an excellent opportunity to reach out to the senior corporate structure within NTN to thank them for their huge investment in our community. Kim and I traveled to Japan during that time frame. My wife also accompanied us, and just for the record, that was at my expense, not the city's. So we thought we'd give you some information about how that trip went. Kim, do you want to throw anything in here right as we get started?
No, we're good. We began our trip in Tokyo and met with the North Asia office for Illinois Department of Commerce, talked with his name was Toshi, wanted to leave information with him about Macomb and actually try to do some further investigation in our opportunity to bring other Japanese companies to Illinois, specifically to Macomb, and kind of set up the framework, if you will, for what materials we need to get out there and what in the future capacity will be called upon on any leads that he may have. So that's a work in progress right now. We're in the process of translating a lot of our marketing materials specifically for the Japanese investment. So we moved on from Tokyo after that meeting and met with NT and Bauer representatives and spent the rest of our time going through Kyoto University, which was a lot like our university here. We wanted to be introduced to the International Studies program as well as engineering, which plays a big role in what NTN has been doing and hopefully will be doing in the future. Again, we toured their plants that dealt with aerospace and railroad.
Yeah, that was in Nagoya.
In Nagoya.
Right.
But with the NTN representatives. And had a couple different meetings with Chairman Suzuki. Overall, I believe we're very comfortable, very, very pleased with the outcome. They're gracious hosts for the mayor and I, and the event was more than we expected, actually. And we look very forward to a very, what would you call a lucrative future? Not really lucrative, but I mean just a very successful future, not unlike what we've had in the past, but we had a kind of an indoctrination, if you will, to the Japanese culture, their way of thinking, and how that may play in the future for Macomb's ability to move forward with projects and go from there. Mm-hmm. Add whatever you'd like.
Well, I was just going to add that, you know, the graciousness would be an understatement. We went over there with our hat in hand with the prime objective to sincerely thank the senior corporate folks at NTN for their ongoing investment in our community, and we were their hospitality was overwhelming. The fact of the matter is that they were gracious in every aspect of our visit, including, as Kim mentioned, our tour of their aerospace facilities in Nagoya, along with their wind turbine bearing operation also in Nagoya, and then we were also able to go to their research and development plant in Nagoya. They, it's quite encouraging. NTN is very diverse in their applications and their bearing applications. Gives us every hope to think that with those diverse applications out there, that there'll always be a plant here in Macomb. We fill a huge void within their huge global structure, and that was also something we came away from, that they are truly an international global corporation. They have, over the last 5 or 6 years, made substantial capital investments in many of their plants, Macomb just one of them, and that was very encouraging for us as far as the future for NTN here.
And probably one thing to note, too, is that this trip didn't just come up one day and we decided that it was time to go and do a retention visit. We've actually been working with the new plan expansion, you know, over a year ago. And we kind of thought about it then, and then we kind of got a little bit more involved in the discussion as the plan expansion evolved, and probably got serious about doing the retention visit probably around July, I guess, June or July, and actually had the endorsement from the Macomb plant, and they're actually responsible for a lot of the cooperation and scheduling of our visit there and the dates so that it corresponded with their global management meeting that they hold twice a year. And that meeting had over 100 of their higher staff, presidents and vice presidents there from all their global holdings. So it was an opportune time for us when we did get there. And we just can't speak highly enough. I mean, it was a very successful visit. It was exactly what we wanted to do. It was a business attraction and a retention visit, which we took care of both of those items. And look very forward to a positive relationship building, which we've had all along with NTN. This just basically secured it even more at the corporate level for all of the holdings. Chairman Suzuki was definitely very open with us in his discussions, and we do look very forward to carrying on our relationship, not only with Macomb, but with the corporation globally as well.
As Kim said, the local plant president for NTN Bauer Corporation here in Macomb, Kunio Kamo, he was there for the global meeting. We met up with Mr. Kamo in Kyoto, mm-hmm. after our, and I would just back up and expand a little bit on our meeting with the DCEO representative from the North Asia office there in Tokyo. That was Motoshi Yamada. Mm-hmm. Mr. Yamada has been with DCEO for a couple of decades. He's quite well known in the markets that we'd be interested in having a relationship with in Japan. Excuse me. For example, he was a player, shall we say, in the location of the Nippon Charo production facility in Rochelle that opened earlier this year that many of you picked up on was awarded a huge contract from the federal government to build rolling stock for Amtrak, both in Michigan, Illinois, and California. That's the kind of relationship we'd like to make sure that our friends in Japan know about, that not only Illinois, but Macomb specifically has a relationship with the Japanese culture and has had for 2.5 decades with NTN Bauer. And we shared that with Mr. Yamada and reminded him that we would like to partner with him at every opportunity to make sure that information got out to his contacts within the Asian community. And then, as I said, after we met with him in Japan, Kim and I traveled down to Kyoto. Mr. Kamo met us there along with some other staff from NTN, and they were most gracious in their sharing of the Japanese culture and traditions of the Kyoto, which is the former provincial capital of Japan. Several centuries ago, but in fact, that is the case. And then we moved on down to Nagoya and spent 3 days down there and had, as Kim said, two separate meetings with Chairman Suzuki. And I would concur in Tim and Kim's assessment that those meetings met and exceeded our expectations. So,
speaking of expectations, was there anything that happened that you learned that you came across that you weren't expecting, anything of the trip that was not necessarily unplanned, but that was fairly educational in a way that you didn't expect it to be?
From an NTN perspective, I think that we all knew that NTN was a diverse corporation, but to see it firsthand in those production facilities, to see how their technology is used in many facets that, we're talking about manufacturing bearings for an agricultural and construction base here at the Macomb plant, but they're doing everything from jet engines to solar panels, and again, we're talking the bearings for those type of operations. And of course, we know they've been involved in the wind turbine business for several years. But to see those applications in place at those facilities was a really unique opportunity to underscore that for us, and again stress the fact that NTN is a well-diversified corporation and that we should have every belief and hope that they will continue to be a viable part of our community for decades. So
you see them getting involved with the wind farm for Northern McDonough County?
Well, they've been involved in wind globally for years. They have looked at wind for Macomb. That's been several years back.
At their plant.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out for what they were doing, and it wasn't feasible for the particular piece they were going to manufacture. But that goes to show you that they are always trying to diversify what their product line is. And I think Macomb is definitely situated in North America plant holdings to hopefully see something come from the diversification as they move down the road.
Their relationship with the turbine industry is through GE. And of course, like any other relationship we had with a business here in Macomb, if we had an opportunity to help further that business, in other words, if any wind farms were coming to our community or the surrounding area, we would sure say, you know, GE makes a pretty good wind turbine product, and we know some of the components are made by our good friends at NTN. So that would always be something we would be selling, so to speak.
Well, one of the things we did talk to them about was the proposed wind farm here, which was very much piqued their interest because they weren't aware that we had a proposed wind farm for McDonough County, and they also weren't aware that it was probably going to be pending, you know, for the next year for construction, although it's been a process of, what, almost 4 years now or over for us as far as a project goes. So, you know, that's kind of how we broke into that conversation, because from there they told us that their relationship with GE has been in the wind development, and what they were very curious to know what might happen with us after the election with this wind farm. As you've heard me say before, it's all based on the production tax credits. So depending on who's voted in for our president and what direction that goes down the road will tell us a lot about renewable energies, of which wind turbine plays a big role in, so, or wind energy does.
Can you tell us one specific thing you got out of this trip that you think made it worth the time and expense?
Well, easily the fact that if you understand the Japanese culture, and which we have a little bit of understanding having been there, but we were aware of it before we went, was the fact that the respect that is extended to between partners and in this case between the city and NTN. Our primary goal was to respectfully thank NTN for what they've done for this community, not only since 1985, but very, very specifically this last investment in Macomb. With that in mind, we hoped, and I think there would be every belief that we were successful in conveying our sincere gratitude there, and the fact that the Japanese culture puts a great deal of weight in those type of relationship protocols, shall we say. And it was that was our primary goal behind going, and we believe we were successful in making that clear to Chairman Suzuki that when he was making those decisions about the plant expansion here, that we were aware that those decisions, those investments could have been in other plants anywhere else in the world. But we wanted him to know that how grateful this community was for those. And, I think the numbers speak for themselves. 2.5 years ago, the number of employees at NTN were roughly 450. That has more than doubled since in the last 2.5 years, with the understanding that as this most recent expansion comes to pass, that there could be upwards of 1,100 people employed at NTN. So,
do you want to add anything to that?
Well, just economic development, of relationship building, business retention and attraction, that's all part of the package. And as we did move forward with this visit, I agree with the mayor, it was imperative that we do that relationship building, that we show that we truly do respect NTN as being a corporate engine for Macomb, or economic engine rather, for Macomb and McDonough County, and that we do appreciate that their decisions did draw in Macomb, and we hope that we reinforce that we're very capable to handle future expansions as well. So as we negotiate through the next years and see what might come from what they're possibly doing for diversification in their bearing product line, that Macomb, Illinois will definitely be on their radar. And with that said, we were also, again, wanting to basically get approval, if you will, from NTN to market NTN as a Japanese company working and succeeding in Macomb and McDonough County when we move forward to try to identify other potential Japanese companies that would be looking to do the same. So as we kind of draw on what we have here as our positives, we wanted to make sure that NTN appreciated that we asked them beforehand and that we continue to appreciate their efforts with keeping our workforce viable and moving forward.
I was under the impression before the trip that this was largely a thank you trip. It sounds like it also turned into a bit of a recruitment trip. Was that the part that was unexpected, that you're given a chance to recruit so much?
No. When you say a thank you trip, it's really a business retention. And that, I mean, if that's what a thank you is, then that's okay too. But I mean, it's always was a business retention and attraction. We've always known that there's potential there for us to build on what we have. And this was just a prime opportunity, as the mayor said earlier. They could build anywhere. It doesn't have to be in Macomb, Illinois. They chose to do that, which we definitely appreciated. And I would still appreciate now, and we know that in the future, based on our conversations with Chairman Suzuki and his staff, that Macomb still is situated in a very positive light. And as they move forward, as we said earlier, with diversifying their product line, that Macomb will still be in the picture as far as potential investment for them, continued potential investment.
No, how was this trip funded? You mentioned briefly mm-hmm. that obviously your wife was on your family's dime. Would you mind elaborating
sure.
about no. how you folks
three ways.
And what the cost was?
Sure. As Kim said earlier, you know, we started talking about this plant expansion at NTN in July of 2011. As it looked like it was going to come to pass, and that was going to be a successful operation here and up and running, we entertained the idea of making this retention visit last fall. And with that in mind, when my budget was submitted to the council for approval, there was money in my budget in the travel line item specifically earmarked for this visit should it actually come to pass. And this was a three-way payment, so to speak. This was the MADCO board paying for a third, my office paying for a third, and then the Enterprise Zone board paying for a third. Now, our total bills aren't in yet, but we would estimate that for both of us to get there and get done what we needed to get done and the other expenses, it would be less than $10,000, and split three ways, that's not at all a bad investment in any way, shape, or form.
When you say it was there was a line item that's particularly in the travel area on your budget, is that for the present fiscal year? So that would have been in
yep.
the process last year.
Yep, that exactly. That was that budget was approved in May with with that in the picture. So.
And frankly, we were going to cover each expense of ourselves on our own individually. I mean, each entity would, Mike's City Hall would take care of City, MADCO. As we were negotiating and planning it out, it made better sense just to throw all of it, the expenses together under one and split them. And then when we were discussing the project, the business retention visit with the Macomb McDonough County Enterprise Zone Management Board, they decided on their own that would be a good use of their funds as well as to help cost share in that expense, so it broke it up into third.
The NTN plant is in the enterprise zone. So.
Yeah, and part of the driving force on their activity with this participation was that the enterprise zone definitely plays a major role in NTN's expansion decision mm-hmm. and the fact that it gets property taxes waived and sales tax exemptions on the construction materials. So they thought that would be a good expense put towards the project, so the visit.
No, your description of the trip has been largely positive. Was there anything that you weren't able to accomplish or anything that you maybe just didn't have time to get to? Or because I'm sure there were many, many things that you could have done while there.
One thing that probably would have been nice is if we would be able to make some actual visits to other potential investments. But unfortunately, the time frame, we were not set up to do that. We needed to have a little bit more translation of marketing materials. Not knowing what we were really needed to have translated, we did the best we could with what we were doing specifically for NTN. But there again, I can't say that we were disappointed in any faction of our visit and that we weren't successful on every turn of what we were going there initially to succeed with. And I think we basically took care of that.
Yeah. Just to expand a little bit more, we did, as Kim said, stop at Kyoto University, mm-hmm. which is home of a Nobel Prize-winning faculty member. What we were found interesting is that Kyoto University was founded in 1897, just 2 years prior to Western, and that the campus is very westernized. We went to their university union and saw a good deal of what life is like on a Japanese college campus, and not too much different than what you'd find here in the Midwest. And we did make sure that we left information with NTN management on the International Studies Program at Western. We have a good relationship with Dr. Rick Carter, who's the executive director of that program at Western, and he provided us with some materials to share with them. And so that, coincidentally, Dr. Carter was visiting the Japanese embassy in Washington during our visit in Japan, so maybe between the two of us, we got some good information to the folks over in that part of Asia about the attributes here at Western, and can help with the university's international studies program. So, again, multifaceted trip. This wasn't focused at one single opportunity. We try to take advantage of all the opportunities that presented themselves to us as we planned for this. So
based on this trip, do you see yourselves in the future making future overseas trips, recruitment trips?
Well, you know, the mayor and I did talk about the future plans for what we want to do. And business retention and expansion visits are not uncommon for me anyway. That's what economic development agencies do. And we make them to Pella every year. We go to and visit with Vaughn and Bushnell's individuals as well. And NTN, we've always had a close working relationship. We just never had made the trip to Asia, to their actual corporate office there. We'll probably make an effort to be a little more involved maybe with the Mount Prospect corporate operations there in up near Chicago.
North American operations, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, we don't know. It depends on what happens as things evolve and what their announcements may be down the road on what we do, but it definitely wouldn't be out of line. And if we're successful in trying to solicit other Japanese companies, I definitely could see us probably putting a more of an investment towards foreign travel. But at this juncture, we did what we needed to do, and will suffice for us for a while. We need to get back and work on what we actually procured from there and pull together those points and move forward. So, not out of the question.
Don't know how frequently it would be.
Yeah.
It's not only expensive, it's time-consuming, not to say that it was not all worth it, but it would be something we would have to look at from a budgetary standpoint. And don't know that it would be every year. Maybe Kim and I discussed the frequency as early as yesterday as we were recapping what had happened. And for example, our retention visit to Pella, Iowa is annually, and there's nothing to say that we wouldn't make this, it won't be another 25 years, I'm certain of that.
No, not at all. I don't know, we might look at it again in another, every 5 years or something. Again, it depends on what happens with the company and with us and as we build relationships, but we'll make trips to Mount Prospect many times more than what we would do to Japan, obviously, time constraint and budget constraints. But if we're needed to go over there for any reason, there's no reason why we wouldn't go over there for a specific reason. But right now, we were very successful in what we did. I think all of our boards would be very pleased with our report, and we're ready to move forward. So,
When you mentioned the companies in this different other Japanese companies you would want to bring? Do you know what types of companies you would want to bring in? You know, you mentioned the wind farm going up, or possibly going up in North Madonna County, but you know other kinds of companies, like what types of things they would do?
Well, we're looking,
you would like to bring in?
We're looking at manufacturing companies. Okay. So again, specifically what we would target other than that, we don't know yet. Okay. We'll be working with DCEO, the North Asia office, to find out what leads he may have. And then, of course, I'll do my own data mining a little bit further in, but it would be a manufacturing facility. And we've had interest already from a company in Japan that's looking to expand into the United States and is looking at Illinois. So
it's, before this trip, you had that interest?
Yeah. Correct, yes. So, we're not, it's not foreign to us. Sorry for the pun on the play on words, but we're definitely seeking to find some other Japanese investment beyond NTN.
Did you meet with that company when you were over there?
We did not.
Kim and I have had some ongoing discussions with this company. Right now, that we're obviously not in a position to disclose who that is, and to say that the economic situation in the United States is a factor in how that's going it would be an obvious statement. We did discuss with Mr. Tashi that again, not the name, but the opportunity that we have had to engage with this company over the last several months, and again, what might come from that, we will remain to see.
Let me clarify that. Our discussion has not been with the company directly. That's with the developer that's representing the company. So, again, we're going through the process. We're not the only community that they've been looking at, but we're one of them. Now, where that's going to lead, who knows? One thing we can tell you that was very interesting for us, which we knew anyway going in, but globally, everyone wants to know what's going to happen with our election. Mm-hmm. And NTN was no stranger to it, and they were very interested in both candidates and what we thought about it. It's something that we didn't try to we did not engage too much in the politics because we didn't really know what position we were getting into as far as discussion points with them. But they're very much engaged.
We listened to what they had to say.
We did more listening, exactly. But they're very much engaged in this presidential election and very concerned on what direction it may go on both sides. So,
what were some of the specific talking points in that discussion that you listened to that they brought up in that sort of discussion?
I think, given the fact that the venue that we were discussing this in, it was not an open venue. I'm not sure Mr. Suzuki would care to have us divulging his political views.
But it's fair. I mean, he did talk about both sides, and we listened, as Mike said. We knew better than to engage in too much political, especially with the translation. That was not the arena we wanted to be in, and they knew it as much as we did. But it was something that was definitely said, and it really pertained more to wind production, renewable energies, and the production tax credit that is ready to expire at the end of December. So that's kind of where the discussion kind of led to more than anything, and what that pending legislation will do for proposed wind farms, and specifically the one that we're looking at for McDonough County. So.